ever go to the pharmacy and look at that wall of vitamins and minerals and think, what on earth do I need? I know I do. It's just totally bamboozling. Well, we thought we'd try and iron that out a little for you this morning. It's the how, what and why of vitamin and mineral supplements. Who best to chat to that about than our radio dietitian from Ballarat Health Services, Kate Falconer. G'day, Kate.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
Am I the only one that's totally confused by the vast array of these products?
Yeah, I really do think it's confusing. And vitamins and mineral supplements, because they're not a prescription medication, they don't come under the same rules that a normal drug would. However, at the mega doses that they can be sold in at times, they probably should. So they don't have to prove their evidence, and they don't also have to let us know about warnings or toxicities that we could get if we're not taking them at the correct doses. So I think it's something we need to be a little bit careful with.
So these wild claims that we often see and probably invest in can be just that, a claim with no evidence to back it up.
Yeah, so a common one is the ones that are, say, to help aid fatigue, and there's no real proof that certain supplements will do that. We were having a bit of a chat off air that the mega dose vitamin C was something that we grew up with to treat a cold. You take lots of vitamin C, and that has been proven not to work as well. The thing with these supplements is when we really refine a nutrient and we're taking it in that single form in a supplement, or it might be a few together, it behaves very differently in the body as it would have in the food. So say a vitamin C in a tablet behaves very differently to the vitamin C we would get in a piece of fruit that mixes with all the other nutrients and we digest it together. So they don't have the same effect. So one really standout example of that is omega-3 fatty acids. So we recommend fish 2 to 3 times a week because those omega fatty acids are so good for our heart health, our brain, so many functions in the body. But when we take it in supplement form, it doesn't quite have that same effect. And again, the data on fish oil supplements isn't as strong as actually eating the fish itself. So we're much better to be trying to eat the food rather than going for the tablet first, and they're pretty expensive. So often it's a cheaper way to go too.
Do you reckon it's often just a convenience thing though, Kate? I mean, popping a vitamin C tablet that, you know, they taste pretty good too, just between you and me. Or having a fish oil tablet, it's a lot easier than frying up a bit of salmon.
Yeah, it is at times. But if it's not as effective, and what I'm really concerned about is it's more and more common for these to be sold in mega, mega doses. And we would never get that level eating it in our diet. And when we do eat those mega doses of any nutrient, you can get toxicity of anything if you overdo it. And in supplement form, that's much easier to do. So when we get a mega dose, it may be that our body finds it hard to excrete the excess, particularly if it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and that can really make us unwell. And the other thing too is they can interact with our prescription medications that we're taking.
Oh, okay.
So our doctor really needs to know what we're taking and how that might affect the prescribed medications we're on. So what sort of driven me to be interested in this area, I used to work in our oncology service, and we do know that people may feel that taking mega dose antioxidants is helpful because they feel like it'll help kill those cancer cells. But what we actually know is mega dose antioxidants, while you're having a cancer therapy, can actually protect the tumour cells from the oncology treatments that we want to attack the cancer or attack the tumour. So it's something that they're not harmless. They really should come with warnings, and it's something we want your medical team to know exactly what you're taking and at what doses.
Kate, do you feel a bit up against it here? You've got the might of these pharmacies, these businesses. You know, if you look at my kitchen table at the moment, there's probably a catalogue with 20 pages, all on vitamins and mineral supplements. And here you are saying, hey, it's me, it's Kate. Please think about it and go get some proper advice before you take them. Does it feel a bit like that?
Yeah, look, it can, but I think we're a pretty educated population these days. So I think with anything, ask why. What's the benefit? Is it making a difference? Am I getting value for money? And I think if you have got a deficiency, having your blood levels tested, so getting some pathology to see where you're at, and then get a prescribed amount to take. So whether that's working with your dietitian or your doctor about what sort of dosages you need to treat a deficiency, but most of the supplement taking is really people self-prescribing, and that's where that risk can come in. So I think question everything. So is it value for money? Am I getting any results? And is it causing any harm? So, yeah.
To your wallet,
probably. Yeah, to both. Yeah, to your body and your wallet. So it's something to be really, really careful about. And I think knowing that and asking why and having those open discussions with the health professionals you see is really important.
Yeah, okay. So I think the key message I'm taking away from our chat today, Kate, is don't prescribe yourself vitamins and mineral supplements. Go and see an expert, get the pathology, get the tests done, and then we'll know exactly what you need. And it might just be that you need to have a lump of fish every now and then and not necessarily the expensive tablets.
Maybe. So definitely there's use medically if there's a diagnosis there or we're malabsorbing something. And so there's times when they are really useful and they can complement prescription medications. Mm-hmm. But it's all that self-prescribing or just saying, oh, that looks good, I might give it a try, that can become a little bit of an issue.
The old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Do you use that when it comes to vitamins and mineral supplements?
Absolutely. Look, the anti-aging ones are very appealing, but unfortunately, they're really not going to work. And I see they're becoming more and more common. So collagen is something that's really, really popular at the moment for people to take. And when we take it orally, it really doesn't make much impact to our body at all. So definitely question anything before you purchase.
Can you recall the most outrageous claim you've ever seen on one of these products where you've just thought, that is not going to work and it's, you know, $50 a go or something?
Yeah, well, look, I think some of them are really misleading. So there is some supplements targeted at children and fussy eaters and certain nutrients will help increase their appetite to make them less fussy, and that is just not the case. There's no data to prove that that will help.
So if your child takes tablet A, they'll instantly like Brussels sprouts. It's not going to work, is it?
No, it's not going to work. And it's really, it's targeting a vulnerable population. Of course, parents want to do the best for their kids, and most kids go through fussy eating stages, even mine as being a dietitian. My kids have gone through fussy eating stages. And so you want to do the best for them. So I think it's really, it's not great to see people profiting off people's wanting to do the best for their kids.
It's funny, you look in our cupboard at home, Kate, it's full of containers of vitamins and minerals that we probably haven't used for years, probably out of their use-by date, and probably were basically worthless to start with. Would most people have a stockpile like that?
Potentially. So it might be time to do that spring clean in the cupboard, and you might find some extra storage space once you've cleaned it up.
Good advice as always. Kate Falconer, love having you on the show from Ballarat Health Services. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.